This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Passantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Hello, everyone. It's Josie Passantino. Welcome to the Josie Show. I am super excited to be back because I wasn't there last week. It was a best of interview show. Alan Firestone, he's my web designer, and he does just so much more than that. He narrated it. So, yeah, because I was actually recording my debut single, Teenage Girl. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But I'm so glad to be back at the Josie Show here. Yeah. So remember, we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen by phone or call in to speak with us or our guests at 646-381-4339 or online at josieshow.com in the little chat room. That's a lot of fun in there. Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Now, let me just make sure everyone could hear us. That is very, very important. And so here's what we will do in the next hour or so. Here's our agenda for today. First, my guest tonight will be the wonderful Don Chink, and Jesse Bryant will be back with us so we can catch up with him. Also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network airs every week at its new date and time, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before the show at www.thesouthernstar.com. org, and all you have to do is just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. Earlier tonight, I played an encore of two interviews I did last year for some great country artists, so make sure you go and check it out. It'll be up on demand all week. If you missed it last hour at thesouthernstar.org, just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. And also a little later, we'll have a tribute to the late Davy Jones, and I'll also tell you a bit about my recording trip, as promised. It looks like our guest has arrived. So everyone, please welcome our first guest tonight. Please help me welcome the amazingly talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, and Nashville recording artist. He does it all. Don Chink. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hello. Got a little applause there. How are you? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Yeah, how about you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to talking with you. It'll be so
good.
Fun.
Oh, good. I have too. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. We'll make it fun for you. But let's first get to know you a little bit better. So what is your earliest memory of you performing live?
Back when I was a teenager, and I decided, I've always loved music, and there was a point where I just decided I was going to teach myself to play guitar. And so after about a year or so, I ended up playing with some friends of mine, and we did some local gigs back in the Finger Lakes area of upstate New York. That's where I originally came from.
Ooh, very, very cool. So started out very, very young. You just have a huge passion for it, and you could tell by how much you enjoy it when you're performing or, you know, singing your songs. You could totally tell the energy.
I do. I totally enjoy it. I really do. Then for years, I just sort of played on and off because being in ministry, I was pretty busy. And so basically I would play locally once in a while at places. and of course in church and so on. And but I kept writing. I wrote a lot of songs over the years.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And growing up, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who did you really look up to?
Well, back in those days, I was listening to a lot of Merle Haggard and that kind of thing. And, of course, Tammy Wynette. I mean, I'm really dating myself, but Tammy Wynette. And, of course, now Reba has been one of my favorites, absolute favorites for many, many years. And George Strait, Ellen Jackson, Brad Paisley.
All the greats.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Love them.
George Jones.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Love that.
The No-Show Jones, there you go. Yeah.
Woo! I just have to say, I am very excited to be able to play some of your music tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, so first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what happened. I went to Nashville and recorded in November, and all the songs that are on my CD are all originals, and I'll also be doing another CD here pretty quick.
Ooh, really?
But,
you have to let us know when that's out so we could promote it.
Absolutely. There's one song that's caught a lot of attention to people, and it started out kind of funny because one day I looked in the mirror and I said, "Good Lord, what's that?" in other words, there's an old guy where a kid used to be, and it gave me the seeds for a song called Reflections. And you probably, if you've been on my site, in fact, I see you have. You have some of my music here.
Yes.
And
yes,
Reflections have been getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of positive attention too. And I'm very excited. Let's first play your song, Waiting for the Train, which I actually seen some pictures of you performing on the Grand Ole Opry stage. First, can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah. Oh, that was a great experience there. That was, to be honest with you, was totally unexpected. You have time for the story on that one?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened. I was in Nashville, and it was my second trip to Nashville last year. And I had a friend of mine with me, a guy named David Dougherty, that I've known for many years, and he lives in that area. And we got this brainstorm that I wanted to get a good picture for my website. And so I told my friend David, I said, if you go over there with me, I said, I'll pay your fee, and let's go on the tour, take my guitar, and see if we can get a good picture. And so he was all for that. Well, we got on the tour, and I was the only one that had a guitar. So this tour guide, one of the ladies, walked up to me and kind of joked around a little bit. And she says, can you play that thing? And I said, well, yeah. I said, it's too big to be a nose pick. So I said, I've got to do something with it. And so then she, you know, questioned me a little more about my music and so on and what I did. And after we talked a few minutes, she said, when we get to the stage, she says, how would you like to perform for us? And I looked and I said, really? She said, yes, we have an insurance group here. And she said they're having an annual party behind the stage and then the tour group there. And so she said, I'd like you to perform for us. Well,
wow.
I kind of laughed and I said, well, you've never even heard me. I said, how do you know I can do it? Oh, she said, I have faith in you. So anyway, so we got up to the stage and there were these two huge bars and a couple of hundred people from this insurance group, and they had several tables of food around the edge of the stage and behind it and so on. And I did. So I went up there and I took my guitar, did an acoustical performance. And then when I went to put my guitar away, it was kind of funny because all these people stopped me and they wanted my picture. And David and I laughed afterwards because I thought, you know, we said, I wonder who they think I really am.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, some of those people had no idea at all who I was, where I was from. All they knew is that they had brought somebody up on that stage, so it must be somebody that amounted to something, you know. We had a lot of fun with that one. And so the picture that you see on my website with me standing there on the Grand Ole Opry stage, that was the picture that the girl took for me that asked me to perform.
Wow. That is such a good story. See, it helps to have a guitar.
It had nothing to do with talent. It honestly didn't. In fact,
that is hilarious.
Yeah,
well, that
it was
so
funny.
So
and
cool.
I doubt that this happened before. It probably will never happen again like that. What made me wonder, though, Josie, was who didn't show up when they were supposed to, that they pulled somebody like me out of the tour group.
No. You know what? You are just so talented. I see more of Grand Ole Opry in your future. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope so. I loved it. Yeah, the next time I play there, I want to play to a full house.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So if any of your listeners are listening, you know, yeah,
start
you know, if you have some influence, let them know. And,
yeah,
I'll,
exactly.
I'll sing with anybody, George, Reba, you know.
Oh, yeah. Brad, yeah, okay.
Yeah. As you can tell, I like to have fun, Josie.
Oh, I love that, because I'm like that, too. So that makes a good combo.
Hey, you got it. You got it, yeah. But,
I love it. Well, that is a great experience that you will keep forever, because not a lot of people get that opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got to tell you, it's a good thing my friend David was with me. No one would have ever believed it if I didn't have somebody to witness that for me.
Oh, and the picture.
And when we got back home and we got on the computers, and David, of course, plastered that all over the internet, you know.
I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be like, check this out.
Yeah, that's what he did. I did too, actually, after I got home.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of fun with that one.
I love that. Well, I'm so glad you got that opportunity, because I bet you rocked it. I bet you had your mouth open.
Oh, it was so fun. In fact, last year, in 2011, I had some amazing things happen. And quite frankly, Josie, I didn't go after any of it. It came to me, which is, I just have to say, is grace. You know, I just how the Lord does strange things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I got an invitation to from Cowboy Troy Coleman, to go out to his songwriter's workshop in February. And while I was debating on whether I should go or not, I had a lady give me airline tickets, who works for Southwest Airlines out here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, basically what it was, we do Sheltie adoption too, the little miniature collie dogs. And she adopted a Sheltie from us, and in the conversation, she wanted to know if I traveled much. And when I told her about this thing with Nashville coming up, she offered me tickets. In fact, she has flown me back and forth 4 times this last year.
Really?
Wow. And, so I just have to say, that's the hand of the Lord, you know, because I wasn't looking for any of it. So when I got out there to the workshop with Troy, I expected to be just, you know, one little guy and with a whole bunch of people, and there were only 8 of us. It was, a one-on-one thing. And so it was different than I expected, and it was great. Then it was Thursday afternoon when they walked up to me and just basically said, hey, Don, you're opening for Cowboy Troy at the Hard Rock Saturday night. And I said, I am?
Excuse me?
Yeah, and they said, yeah, you're opening. I kind of looked at Troy's producer, and I, without thinking, I just said, well, you've got to be kidding. And he looked at me, and he said, do I look like I'm kidding? I said, no, sir, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I did. It was great fun. So, yeah, I've had some just really cool experiences all last year, and they just have kept coming, and I've been enjoying meeting a lot of people back there, making a lot of great contacts.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part, meeting new people and fans and, you know, just having a grand old time. And you are.
Oh, it is. And through last year, I actually received 4 different offers for recording contracts. First it was 2, and then 3, and then finally 4. And so anyway...
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of amazing. Yeah, so I, you know, sometimes I'm looking and I'm saying, gee, Lord, this is cool, but what's going on here?
Oh, that is hilarious. Well,
so
you deserve all of it. You're just so, so talented. We're big fans.
Well, thank you. Well, the Lord is good to me in spite of myself, quite frankly, and that's where I have to give the credit, you know. But I just signed up with the Tate Music Group. I narrowed it down, and I decided Tate is a good, solid company, and they're out of Oklahoma. So I'm going to be going there to do my second CD pretty soon.
Oh, that is so, so exciting. Congratulations with that, too.
Thank you. Yeah, the whole thing's been really exciting, you know. And,
absolutely. I love that. And I am just so excited because people in the chat room are like, all right, songs.
Yeah,
so I am
music,
very, very excited.
Yeah,
they are looking
forward
to
it.
That
guy. Well, it's music, you know?
They are so excited about your music. So how about we play Waiting for the Train, and we'll be right back, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Sitting at the railroad station waiting. waiting for the train to bring you back to me. Oh, baby, so glad to see. Oh, baby, you're coming back to me. I'm happy as can be. Our responsibilities have been keeping you and I so far apart, but not in our hearts. I travel around the country, I play my guitar and sing my songs, always thinking of you. No matter where we're going, even though it seems so long when we're apart, we're on each other's hearts. But we're apart, we're on each other's hearts. Riding on the Amtrak train, rolling down the rails, you're coming straight to me. Oh, baby, so glad to see. Oh, baby, coming back to me. I'm happy as can be. You're coming home to me. You're out there selling fashions, but I'm so glad I'm always on your heart day to day. Your job is so important, I support your independence all the way. It's okay. When we go our separate ways, we both look forward to the days when we're together again. We look forward to the days when we're together again. Oh, baby, so glad to see. Oh, baby, you're coming back to me. I'm happy as can be, you're coming home to me, you're coming home to me. Sitting at the railroad station waiting for the train to bring you back to me.
And that was Waiting for the Train by Don Schenk. I love that song, and I have to say I love your voice.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. You know, there's a story behind that song. How I ended up coming to write that is we have some friends in Texas, just a really nice couple, and they both travel on the road quite a bit, separate directions with their careers. Mm-hmm. And he is a musician and a teacher and other things, and she works for a rather large company. And they're both on the road, and they have been married for several years, and they can't wait to get home to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually how I wrote that song. I just thought about that, and that was what triggered it.
Wow. It's such a great song. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. I get a good response on that one, yes. I'm thankful.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I love how your songwriting process goes. I mean, you could get lyrics from just a story someone told you or on the news. I mean, it's crazy. I love that process.
Well, life is a story, and you can always pick pieces out of it.
Absolutely.
And all it takes is just a little seed and then your imagination after that, you know.
Exactly, and I'll just take off with you. I'm still learning the songwriting process. Thankfully, I have someone that's helping me. But yeah, it's just so much fun.
Now, you're recording, are you?
I saw something
on your website.
Yeah, I just got finished recording my debut single, Teenage Girl. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool.
It's going to be a modern country song, and it's going to be kick butt. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Yeah, when are we going to hear it?
I'm pretty sure, like, in April. I'm pretty sure in
okay.
April. Yes. I'm very
Now that
excited.
I know about you, and I honestly didn't know about your show until you contacted me, which I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
now I'm going to be paying attention to it, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. But yes, definitely. I can't wait for you to hear it, and of course, keep in touch because I want to hear your new album.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to send me a production schedule Monday. They told me, and I'm not sure exactly how quick they want me out there, but I'll have to make a trip out to Oklahoma pretty quick.
Ooh, love
Very
it.
Anyway.
The traveling.
Sometime in the next couple of weeks, probably, to get it started.
Well, I hope you have a great time. That sounds like a blast.
Oh, I will. I'll guarantee you.
Oh, yes. And for the fans, there have been a few fans here in the chat room, new listeners. Where can they purchase your music?
If you go to donshink.com /music, and you'll find some links on my webpage. It's not a very fancy webpage, but... Anyway, they're on there, and it's available through CD Baby, through Conquer Entertainment, and several others. Or if you want a regular physical copy of it, you can actually just contact me, and I'll make sure you get one.
Perfect, super easy, online. Don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, and I'll double check the website after we get off to make sure that I have proper information on there for you. Because I don't remember if I had my home address on there or not, to be honest with you.
No problem. And when you have that all checked out, then what we like to do is after the show, we like to post links of our guests and where to purchase it for easy access. So we'll advertise you like crazy.
Yeah, well, good. I appreciate that. But it's Don Schink, S-C-H-I-N-K, donschink.com /music. And that'll get you there.
Perfect.
I'm also on Reverb Nation. If you do Reverb Nation, you could do reverbnation.com/Don Schink.
Perfect.
Well, more than you need now, but that's what it is.
I love it. Let's play the song that you chatted a little bit about earlier, Reflections, and we'll be right back, all right?
Yep, sounds good.
Awesome. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Look in the mirror, there's an old guy where a kid used to be. And I can't help but wonder as the years have gone by, oh Lord, what has happened to me? As I look in the mirror, there's an old guy where a kid used to be. And I can't help but wonder what others look and see, gazing at the guy I've slowly come to be. They say that getting old is not for sissies. I've come to find out that's the truth. The challenges of age have come to get me, reflecting on fond memories of my youth. Reflections on my mind. I don't like to think about it, but the years do tend to take their toll. Time doesn't wait for anyone, we just have to roll with the flow. I think of how the Lord, friends and family have been so good to me, and I can't help but wonder how eternity will be on the day my Lord Jesus comes for me. They say that getting old is not for sissies. I've come to find out that's the truth. The challenges of age have come to get me, reflecting on fond memories of my youth. Reflections on my mind. There's an old guy where a kid used to be, and I can't help but wonder as the years have gone by, oh Lord, what has happened to me? No, I can't help but wonder as the years have gone by, oh Lord, what has happened to me?
that was Reflection by Don Schenk. And also, I want to mention, Don, I'm part of a group for positive and clean lyrics. And as you mentioned, your new CD, which is to be titled Keeping It Clean in the Country. I love that. I love that, you know, you have this positive thing, positive CD coming out for people. I love that.
Yeah, the first one was just called Clean Country. And I did that on purpose to send a message. As I've been listening to, of course, I listen to a lot of country music, you know, in the last few years, I've noticed a little by little, they're putting a little more profanity and just a little more, you know, here and there. And I personally feel that's unnecessary.
Right.
And so I have this conviction that for you know, me and my gang, well, you know, we're gonna do it right, or what we think is doing it right anyway. And we hope that people agree with us, you know.
Absolutely. I like it because then all ages could hear it. You know, I could hear it without having my ears be covered.
Yes. I mean, there's, you know, I have my a couple of kids here at home that we've adopted, and my granddaughter lives with us, and I don't want them to hear a bunch of garbage. I want them to hear good, wholesome stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, everyone will love your music, and all ages, doesn't matter, because you have positive lyrics and you're not, you know,
yeah,
cursing
well,
every time.
We try anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But we are actually running out of time, but first I want to ask you this one question here that I absolutely love. Have you ever had any, like, embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall?
No, but, you know, I've had a strange dream that I've had more times than, several times, actually. And I guess it's because of maybe being a little nervous, especially among, you know, larger crowds. I've had this dream that I'm standing up there and singing my heart out, and suddenly I realize that I don't have my pants on.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that
one? Thank goodness.
It hasn't actually happened, but I've dreamed it.
Oh, thank goodness that's just a dream. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Wouldn't be a pretty sight, yeah.
Oh, you're funny. But, yeah, well, thank goodness that you haven't had any, like, crazy, you know, on stage embarrassing moments. We've heard a lot of
interesting
things.
I mean, fortunately, things have gone pretty well, and I get some pretty interesting comments from fans, though. I have a song called Diana, and after one of my performances, this one girl came up to me, and she says, I'd sure like to be that girl Diana in that song. Wow, that's cool, you know.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I love it. And, Don, once again, thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us for a bit. And
we'd
love to have you back on the show when your new album comes.
Good, okay. And thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. And keep in touch. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I will. And you too, Josie.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much.
All right. Well, thank you, and God bless.
God bless. Don Schenk, everyone. Yeah.
Thanks, folks.
Awesome. So much fun talking to Don, and we will definitely keep in touch because of his new album that's going to be coming out. And we'll, you know, we have all the deets on fun stuff like that, so that's going to be exciting. So I just got a thumbs up that my next guest has arrived. And it's actually a guest that we have had on before, and a good friend of ours, Jesse Bryant. Everyone, please welcome Jesse Bryant. Yeah. Hello, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Gotta add that little plug. I'm doing so, so great. I'm so excited to talk with you and catch up.
Well, I'm so glad to be back, man. And congratulations on your new single coming out.
Thank you so, so much.
We keep up. We're out there on the road, but we keep up with everything, you know?
I love it. And yes, you're actually on the road right now. Are you having fun?
Always.
Always.
Yes. We're out doing a lot of things for the veterans right now, the homeless veterans, and we're doing a lot of benefits for them right now.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Very, very neat.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is. A great feeling to be able to do something like that and help those guys out, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why we love what you do, because you're just, you know, help others while you're enjoying yourself, which is always a great thing.
We always have a great time. We always do. With
the
fans make it worth it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And for new listeners, can you first tell everyone how you got started making music? Let's start there.
Well, I guess I first got started at, when I was growing up, man. I grew up around bluegrass and gospel, and, you know, we all used to sit around, you know, on the back porch and the fireplace and pick and grin and all that stuff. So I guess it's kind of my first taste of it where I really got started at.
Love that, love that. And if you had to describe your music to our listeners, what would you say?
I'd say my music is a cross between Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash and Jesse Brown all rolled up in one pack.
Oh, yeah, and a little blender, and you have just great stuff happening.
Thank you.
Love that. And growing up, who did you listen to? Who did you really admire?
I'd say Waylon Jennings, George Jones. We grew up on old standards. Hank Sr., you know, Merle Haggard. All the Ernest Tubb was back, you know, when I was growing up. Dad, that was one of his favorites. And so I got a taste of a little bit of everything.
Taste of everything. Always fun. Always good. I have to say, I am super excited because we have new music of yours. Yes. Woo. I'm very excited. So can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now before we play some?
Pardon me, I didn't catch that last part, Jason. I'm sorry.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music before we play some of them?
Well, I can't remember which ones I sent you, but all of it, man, all my music is just, you know, it's something I've lived, something I've, you know, I've saw while I've been out on the road, or, you know, something that I experienced growing up or know someone that has. I mean, it's a straight-up outlaw country music, man. There's good honky-tonk sounds in there. There's good... Yeah, so you get heartbreak songs in there, too. I know we've all been there sometime in our
mm-hmm.
life, you know, and that's usually where the bar scenes come in at.
So very relatable songs.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. Well, let's play your song right now, I Can't Get Ahead, and we'll be right back, all right?
All right.
All right, here it is.
Well, I work all week long. By the time I get home, well, my payday's gone. Yeah, I work like a dog, 40 hours a week. Still, it's hard as hell making ends meet. No, I can't get ahead. That's a fact. Well, I work in the factory with my hands and my back, while the rich man vacations and he gets to relax. Yeah, I work all my life for the little that I'm on. In a blink of an eye, I'm dead and gone. No, I can't get ahead. Well, my house needs a roof, but my kids gotta eat. No, I'm not a rich man, there's no doubt. I've worked all my life, do it without. No, I can't get ahead, no matter what I try. I'm as far in debt, I can't afford to die.
Get Ahead by Steffi Bryant. And where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
I'm just... That not so, Josie, was just straight up. It deals with what it is today, don't it?
Oh, yes. Love it.
I do, too. I kind of got that song, you know, while I get out and move around a lot with my music and things. And you know, talking with the fans and things, you kind of pick up things, you know, for them. And, you know, it's that way all over the United States right now. Economy is just hard no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm. You've been having a good reaction with all of your new songs. I've seen a lot of good messages, yeah.
Thank you. Well, the first-hand experience, a lot of them are. And, you know, like I said, a lot of them, from what I've observed, you know, just out being with the people and listening to what they're saying to me. And, you know, mm-hmm. and it's, man, I don't know what the economy's came to today. It's just, it's not there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And it's such a great song, and we just absolutely love the country twang, the country feel in your voice.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Anytime, anytime. And also, can you give us, like, websites, where to purchase your music, you know, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, sure, sure. You can go to Reverb Nation, grab my stuff. I've got accounts set up through Facebook. You can grab it. MySpace, you can grab it. All that links right back to me. So, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, and I'll make sure that you get anything that you want. I always send out autographed pictures and stuff with anything you get, you know, because
yeah.
I appreciate my fans a lot.
Oh, I love that. I want to get an autographed picture. How do I do that again?
Oh, no problem. And I think I was going to be in your part of the country maybe April or May, and I was going to stop in and surprise you.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
Okay, that's my producer. Okay, yes, I will bring my camera. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, you just made our day.
Yeah, well, we're working a lot up that way, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio, we've been up that way a lot, and I just played in Nashville here the past week, and, you know, so we're just getting started real good, you know.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Yeah, that would be just so, so great.
Oh, yes, I mean, we got a big show coming up at the end of the month in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Motor Speedway down there for your Vietnam Veterans Party, you know.
Yeah.
So ooh. I think we're on the bill with Randy Travis and Lori Morgan, T.J. Shepard and Charlie Daniels. There's a few of them that's going to be for that, you know, so that's going to be a real good thing.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that is so, so cool. You have a lot of exciting new things happening.
Well, it's exciting, all right, you know, but you got to just stay after it. It's just like anything else. I mean,
exactly.
I love playing music, and I try to bring, you know, my part of the my feelings and stuff out to the people of the world, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why people just, that's why they love you. You're just so great with, you know, your fans, and you treat them like they're friends, you know? That's what you need.
Well, it is. You don't have to get enough friends in this world, and they are. All my fans are, you know, just like part of the family, they're friends. And
yeah.
I enjoy it. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today, you know?
Oh, that's so, so great. And, yes, and they do, they appreciate all of your music. And let's see, I want to play another song of yours, Outlaw on the Run, which, by the way, I love that title. Outlaw on the Run.
Actually doing good on a rock and roll station in Las Vegas, believe it or not.
Really? That's so cool.
That is wild.
Well, we are going to probably scream at the end of it. Just a warning. So here's Outlaw on the Run. Here we go.
Well, I flew into Dallas for one night show, got stoned on my way to Ohio, and I rolled into Nashville on a Saturday night, and I sang underneath the Broadway lights. This life that I live ain't as great as it seems, always chasing a dream. Different city every night, or another town, some smoky old bar rooms where I'm found. But why do I live this way? To tell you the truth, it's hard to say. I'm a product of Honky Tonk 101. I'm just an old outlaw. Thank you. Silver Eagle rolls on down this lonesome highway through the darkness into another day. And the days move slow and the nights are long when you're 1,500 miles away from home. In a lonely hotel room in the middle of nowhere, smoke rings floating through the air. And off in the distance, a lonesome whistle cries as a midnight train slowly passes by. But why do I live this way? Yet I tell you the truth, it's hard to say. I'm a product of Honky Tonk 101. I'm just an old outlaw on the run. Yeah, the life of an outlaw on the run.
On the Run by Jesse Bryan. Another great song from you, I have to say.
True story, actually, that song is, you know, I wrote that while I was on the road, kind of give people, you know, kind of a point of view of what kind of, you know, we live out there, you know. The lonely hotel rooms and 1,500 miles away from home, you know. Yeah, it's a great life, but you meet at home, no matter where you're at, you know.
Exactly. And just such another great song. And I have to thank you so much for sending both of these songs to us. Big time.
Anytime, Judge. Anytime. I appreciate you having me on up there, and I appreciate everybody in Chicago, that area there, listening to us and checking your show out. I know it's a great show. I'm proud to be part of it.
Thank you so much. Anytime. And there's actually questions here in the chat room. Aaron, because Davy Jones from the Monkees just died recently, and we actually are doing a tribute on our pre-screen for people who don't know on our website. And he was wondering if they influenced your music career in any way.
You know, I grew up with the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to give away my age or anything, but, you know. the Monkees was a big part of, you know, our childhood. I guess in a way they did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a very fitting question. So thank you, Alan.
Yes.
Exactly, especially with the timing. And so also, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now?
We sure are. Now I'm putting out a Veterans Confirmation CD, and I've got a bunch of great independent artists all across the United States, you know, from Arizona and New Mexico. And we've all put this together, and all the money that we're going to raise off of this, we're donating it back to the Veterans Memorial Foundation. So that should be out for release in maybe a week, I'm hoping so, if everything goes right.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. I can't wait to promote it.
Well, thank you. We can use all
that's
the promotion.
Good.
And I want a copy of your single when you get it out.
Oh, you know you will be one of the first to get it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anytime. It's a fun song. You'll enjoy it. It's a modern country song. It's fun, I have to say.
Did you go to Nashville and record it?
No, we were actually in Ohio, and it was so much fun because I've never been in a recording studio before, and I felt just like a kid in a candy store because I did not know what buttons to press first, okay? I'm telling you, it was so much fun. It was just an amazing experience.
Was you in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I was in Cincinnati, and it was beautiful, and it was
just
so much fun.
Well, you said recording in Ohio. I just figured, you know, Cincinnati's got some great studios in it, man.
Oh, yes. Very, very beautiful.
I got a bunch of friends up that way, Dallas Moore Band and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They all record. Hank Williams used to record there, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
That's crazy. But yeah,
crazy
it was
world.
so much fun. It was so much fun, I have to say. It was such a new experience because I talked to a lot of, like, singers and stuff, and they talk about it. It was cool to actually see what they see. It was fun.
It is. It's
like,
always cool.
It was cool.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I just think it was going to be great, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. Yeah.
Thank you. So anyway, I wanted here's a fun question for you. So who have you met that has made just the biggest impression on you in your career?
Who have I met that's made the biggest impression on me in my career? My wife.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Her and Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yeah. Very good answers. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's, you know, it takes a special woman to stand behind you. I'm gone all the time, and you know, she's been with me for 22 years, so, you know, I thank God for that.
Oh, definitely. One of your big supporters, your number one fan.
Pardon me?
She's one of your number one fans.
She is. My biggest critic.
Oh, yeah. Very important, you know.
Very important.
That's hilarious. And then also, I have to mention, you just seem like such a fun person, so we have to know, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Any hobbies or?
Yeah, I like to ride motorcycles, you know. I hunt from time to time. And, you know, I just like to kick back and maybe do a little fishing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and just spend time at home. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Definitely. Spending time with the family, fishing, motorcycle ride. Sounds good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Even a little horseback riding wouldn't be bad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Cannot forget about the horsies. We have to hang out with you. You sound like you have a ball.
Well, come on down. We'll take care of things, you know.
Love it. That's so cool. But yes, very, very cool. And I have to ask you, I'm pretty sure we asked you this last time you were on, but maybe you have some new ones. Have you had any embarrassing moments on stage recently? Any crazy?
Well, not recently I haven't. I've kind of learned to watch myself on stage, but, you know, one time I did fall off stage.
Really?
It was back in the kind of wilder, younger days, you know?
Yeah, you're getting all wild on stage, and then boom.
Well, you just lose your bearings of where you're at, and next thing you know, you're in the middle of the crowd.
That's how you know that you have a successful performance.
Yeah, definitely so. When you knock your own self off your own feet, you're doing good.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness, we definitely need to see you perform live. Okay.
Anytime you got backstage passes any show, I hope I get your way real soon. I know it's in the works.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely. We will be there. That sounds so much fun. And I have to thank you so much, Jesse, for coming on the show and having fun with us again. And you can come back anytime. You know that.
Well, thank you for the open invitation, and thanks for having me again. And, you know, I always look forward to coming on your show. We have a blast, you know?
Oh, man. Right when I found out we booked you again, I'm like, thank you, Lord. It's amazing. I always love to see what you're up to.
Great. I'll keep you informed, and I'm looking forward to the next time.
Sounds great. I hope you have a great night, okay, Jesse?
You too. Thanks for having me. God bless.
Anytime. God bless. Woo! Jesse Bryan, everyone. Such a great talent. And I have to say, I had so much fun talking with my guests, Don Schenk and Jesse Bryan today. Just two talented country boys, very talented guys. And also, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, but we are not done. That was a little teaser. You see that? Mm-hmm. So let's see here. I really want to bring my producer on, and I want to talk a little bit about our trip. Because we have some fun. Can I have my thing right there? Yes. I had to write notes because there's so much, and I don't want to forget anything.
I'm taking all your notes away from you. You're like, come back.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, bring my notes back. I needed bullet points here because we had just so many things go down that we had at this in Ohio.
You take us away from the show. show for 1 week, and we are
we're a mess. Oh, you should have seen me before the show. I didn't even know what I was supposed to do. To tell you the truth, I am so rusty, so I apologize in advance.
1 week rusty. You were so confused. And
I did.
All like, what's going on?
I did. I was like going over, you know, questions,
your
making impressions. You know, I was like thinking of questions, listening to the songs, you know, to get myself in the mood, you know, get a little feel of these guys, you know. And I was seriously drawing a blank. I'm like, oh goodness, I cannot stay with my show
a
week.
No, we can't take you away for a week. Goodness
Mm-mm.
gracious.
But
that just doesn't work
fun.
For us.
No. But we had fun, and the best of show was a lot of fun. I hear
I did actually hear it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Mr. Alan Firestone, our co-producer and the one who's in charge of everything having to do with webs, he did a fantastic job, absolutely fantastic. But we missed you guys.
We did. I hope you missed us too.
So in a little bit, we're going to have a little tribute that Alan put together for us for late Davy Jones, yes, who was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And but for right now, you want to chat a little bit because, you
Let's
know, I did
a
promise
bit.
A whole bunch of people
I did.
That you were going to tell them how your trip went.
Well, see, this is the reason. I need some help because we just did so many things. It's seriously a blur. Like, seriously.
It was fast.
Oh, this stuff goes so fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so let's start with the night before. So the night before, we get told that there's going to be a snowstorm.
Yeah, and then that's where, insert Josie panic here. Yeah.
And we decided that we were going to drive the trip. We're going to Kentucky first, and we're going to backtrack a little bit to the recording.
Yes.
So, but we did get a chance to stay in Kentucky, which is, you know, of course, wonderful. We prefer it back in the country a little bit. We were a little bit more like in the city. So, yeah, by the riverfront, which it was very pretty.
Very.
Yeah, but, you know, us, we, you know, like the farm. So we're gonna stay deeper in Kentucky next time. It was great. So we managed to make it there, a 6-hour drive, right?
Safely, no problem. It actually wasn't so bad.
It wasn't that bad.
You know, it was 5 hours, but it went so fast.
No, it was like a little foofy storm. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't slippery.
And we're good. We did straight through, no stops, because we rock.
Yeah,
like that.
We rock like that. That's how we do.
That's how we roll here. So that was all good. Checked in. You had a wonderful surprise waiting for you.
I did.
Let me tell.
Okay. The amazing Michael McCormick, the Southern Star himself.
Mr. Southern Star himself.
Michael McCormick, who is the owner and just, you know, of the Southern
CEO
Star Network, CEO of, yes, thank you, the CEO of the Southern Star Network, and my show plays on his network, Josie's Hard Country. He actually had flowers sent to our hotel room, and so we walk into the hotel room, right? It smells just amazing in there. So I'm like, it smells good. They must have some really good scent or some good perfume happening. So then I look on the table, and there's these beautiful flowers, and they smell amazing. And I'm still out. Thank goodness for the flowers. But, yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful hotel. But those flowers just made it fabulous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was
the
just
beautiful
so great.
Arrangement was a very
beautiful.
Nice note. Really started out good.
I loved it.
So special thank you to Michael McCormick. That was
thank
wonderful.
You so,
that was,
so much.
That was so wonderful. So, yeah, so then that was it then.
And the hotel, I have to say, was amazing. We absolutely loved it. It had everything.
They were very nice.
They were so nice.
They were
it was
very,
crazy.
Very nice and helpful. Yeah, it was very, very.
And it was
very
so
busy
beautiful.
Too. It was busy.
Yeah, it was beautiful too because they had like a fitness pool. They had, they had this breakfast setup that we went down to.
Yeah, and they were super helpful.
They were. I liked it. I'm glad we chose that hotel. And so then let's see. Let me remember here.
So we
ran out to do dinner.
Yes. We had some wonderful people at do dinner. We met up with your photographer and with Malia,
mm-hmm.
who is with Conscious Music Entertainment and who is, you know, the one helping make your dream come true here.
Mm-hmm.
So then after we had a quick bite to eat, we went down to kind of like by the riverfront, kind of like a courtyard. I'm not really sure what the name
Correcto,
of it was.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful, really pretty. And you did a photo shoot.
We did. And it was a long photo shoot, too. We took a lot of great pictures. And I was still not used to all those pictures and all that fun stuff, but it was a great experience.
Yeah,
that was the first. That was the first. Actually, in public, taking pictures because, you know, people will look at you like you're taking pictures and, you know, public, but what the heck is going on here? You know what I mean? What up with this? Yeah, what's up with this? So that was a little something I wasn't used to, but it was a great experience, and I'm just so glad that I had the experience with such great people. And so yeah, it was so much fun.
That was fun. That was a good
time. And we got a lot of good shots and we got some great scenery pictures too.
Yeah,
tell them about that. Where was that? What did we see?
You know what? We actually got to see lit up at night and then, you know, during the day too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the skyline of Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
It's beautiful.
It was.
If you ever go down there, you've got to stop and see it. It's absolutely amazing.
We definitely had to take
get
pictures
you home to rest because the next morning, boom, bang, it was recording time. We had to get those vocals.
Okay, can I be completely honest? I was so nervous. I, like, could not eat. Like, seriously, I was so nervous.
Either.
Yeah, I did not sleep because I was so worried. I'm like, oh, what if I don't do good? What if, I mean, because all these people have, you know, faith in me, and I don't, obviously, you don't want to disappoint, you know, but you want to make people proud. And so I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat or whatnot. And but then, you know, I drank a lot of water because they told me that's very important, you know, a lot of water. And so I went in there. Everything that I was worried about was, like, not even something I needed to worry about because I just went in there and I did.
It was awesome.
Great.
You did really good.
I thought I did really good.
Really, really good. I have to say, you
for my first
really
time,
good.
It wasn't bad. It was
yeah.
just I took 3 hours.
Okay. We had absolutely amazing people to work with. The studio was absolutely beautiful. It was wonderful. I believe that we were told that board thing, I don't know what it's called. I'm not a music person, but the board with all those buttons that we wanted to touch and play with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was Peter Frampton. So, I mean, they had some really nifty
nice
equipment with
equipment.
Some history to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And so Malia and Rick, is it Rick?
Yeah.
Did the work for us, and, you know, woohoo, thank you to them. They
thank you so much.
Awesome.
And there's actually pictures. There actually are pictures on my Facebook page. If you go on my Facebook page, here, I think I know the link. I think it's facebook.com/ Facebook.com.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello?
We have a caller. I'm going to put her on the air for you. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
We're just talking.
Stay with me.
Hello?
Hey,
hello, this
caller.
Is Sherry.
Oh, wait, who is this?
This is Miss Sherry.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Yep, Jess's friend.
Hi.
Hey, girl,
how are you?
Up? I'm great.
Oh, good, good. Actually, I think you missed Jesse Bryant because we had to end that, but I'm so glad you called. I hope you're doing good.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Mm-hmm. But you could still hear it. You'll still be able to hear Jesse Bryant's interview later.
Did you get
to
hear it? Were you listening in?
Yeah.
I had to reboot my computer, you know.
You can always listen to it later, that's for sure. So we're glad that you called in. How have you been, Sherry?
Great.
That's good news. Thank you so much for helping us promote that Jesse was going to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
We appreciate
it. He's one of my favorite artists, so.
He's definitely one of our favorites, too.
He's amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We would have him on every day if we could.
True.
I'm sure his ears are ringing right now.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure. He is just a delight. He's so talented. We could listen to his voice all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a great fan too. You, I see you post things and all that other fun stuff. It's good to have great fans like you.
How was your trip?
Yeah, I love it.
How was your trip?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And in Ohio we went to, and I got to record my debut single, Teenage Girl, which I hope you hear. I hope you listen to when it comes out. I believe in April.
Yeah.
It's a really, I like it. I have to say, it's a good song. It went together very well.
Yeah, by the time we
have to
send
me a CD.
Yeah.
We certainly will get you one, Sherry.
Oh,
thank you. Absolutely.
Thank
will.
You. But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It really was.
I just want to call and say hey.
Wow. Oh, thank you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Some...
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
We love you.
Play some honky-tonk in my veins.
We know you do, girl. We're right there with you. you. We're going to come down and meet you, too.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
That's Sherry. She's awesome.
Sherry, great fan supporter.
She is fantastic. We love
fantastic.
Her. Absolutely.
She's so sweet, too.
I think she runs Jessie's Fan Club. She is just wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful person.
Yes, she is. So anyways, the recording went super wonderful.
It did.
It went
as
well.
I mentioned, yes.
It sounded great. By the time it was all said and done and they played, like, the whole thing back just to, you know, double-check everything and whatnot.
Mama bawling.
I have to say, Mama cry.
Mom was bawling. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I see, like, wiping my eyes. I was so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. It was so adorable. I had to say, it was so cute. Sheriff made me cry.
Oh, it was very wonderful. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you.
I have a question.
Mama.
I was. Oh, and but we have to also say that we also had another wonderful person come all the way in, way.
Oh my! I love.
From the east, right? Is that east? Yeah, all the way from the east. Came into Ohio. Your vocal coach, Gloria.
My vocal coach, Gloria Brown, and I have to. I have to thank. Oh no, and I have to thank her because she just helped me out if I needed some help with anything. She was right there by my side helping me out. She was singing along with me at some point. Thank you. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And Ellen, are you there?
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen.
Did you take the advice of Grammy legend Pauly Carmen and wear a snuggie and fuzzy slippers?
Unfortunately, I did it. I didn't have time, but I did wear this very, very nice, comfortable, like, loose, like, sweater thing.
Yeah.
And so I was nice and warm and cozy, and
yeah,
I was very comfortable. I was very, very comfortable, I have to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Did they have video games there for you?
What, then?
Did they have any video games for you?
We didn't have time for games, unfortunately. But right when I got home, I made sure that I beat the last level of Donkey Kong.
He made a mad dash for the.
I made a mad dash for my. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's true.
You're the only one I know that could have a game controller in one hand and an ice cream cone in the other.
It's true.
And a mic right in front of her.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Guilty. Guilty as charged. It's true, but it was a lot of fun, and you could, as I mentioned, you could see pictures on Facebook, facebook.com/josiep1995. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the single release party, and we're going to have another single release party on one of the live shows right after.
Ooh, that would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We're going to do it up fun.
I can't wait for everyone to hear the song because, you know, we've worked so hard, you know, putting it all together, and it's such a great song, and you could totally feel the Josie vibe. You know, singing it.
Halfway through the song, you know. I mean, if you don't
know
who
it
is, halfway through the song, you know it's Josie.
Okay, because, you know, okay, here's just a hint. You know how I do things like, woohoo, or like, you know, fun little sayings or something? Yeah, you could expect something in the middle of it, I'm just too crazy. I was really feeling it, okay?
Feeling it, man. I was feeling it.
I couldn't even notice what I was doing, and then it just came out. It just came out. We're like, I'm gonna keep it.
We had to keep it in.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, okay, that's
genius.
That's Josie's song. You just put your stamp on it. So that's awesome.
I hope you guys like it. It's gonna be fun.
And as soon as we know the release date, we'll certainly let everybody know.
Yeah.
So that was it. Recording. We did some songwriting stuff. We did blah blah blah, all this stuff, and then
we went to yummy. We had some yummy Chinese food.
Then after that, we went back, and Josie just collapsed at, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's kind of funny.
And that was that. And then the Sunday, that was it. We met up with everybody. Goodbye. Take some pictures.
Yes.
It was awesome. And then 6 hours straight through, all the way
I'll say I slept very good, knowing that it was completely done and completely perfect.
I don't even know if you were sleeping. I think you were unconscious.
I'm kind of a perfectionist. Like, I want to make people proud, and I want to, you know, make myself proud, because this is something that, you know, I'm going to have with me for the rest of my life, right? It's going to be stuck with me, you know, and I want my kids and my grandkids to like it, right? And so it's kind of funny. I was in the studio, and I could not stop until I had it perfect. I must have annoyed them. But I wanted it perfect, and it's hilarious. I'm like, I could do it. I'll do it again. It was hilarious. I had so much fun. I was so
I'm
much
fun. I'm trying to carry you back up to the room. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
You're like,
I think
you
did.
Here.
Yeah, it's true. There are a lot of stairs in that hotel room. But in that hotel. But yeah, so we just had a blast, and now I want to. It was a great experience.
Okay.
It was a great experience.
Let's play the tribute first, and then we'll go through and let people know we've got some more wonderful guests.
Taboo guests happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to tell you about all these good peeps that are coming on. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you actually, I forgot about this.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What did I do?
What are you doing? I'm so confused. All right, so, yeah, not even a schedule. I'm not even able to keep a schedule anymore and make it work. I just got no time.
You're my momager. You got to keep me on track. Thank you, Savannah Offler, for momager. It's an
yeah,
amazing term.
Jessica,
love it.
She loves it. Thank you, Savannah.
Love you, Savannah.
All right, so, but you actually were interviewed on Thursday.
My first interview. Like about my music. Yeah,
so
that's what I meant.
Cool. So hopefully that'll
my
be coming out maybe
interview.
About Sunday or sometime next week. So
yes.
I'll let you guys know about that. But that was absolutely awesome. So that was fun.
Yes, it was my first music interview, so I was so nervous. I think you could tell, too, that I was nervous. But he made it so comfortable for me.
Awesome.
He was so, so sweet, so nice, and I had a blast talking with him, and you could tell we had fun, and
yeah.
you'll be able to check that out, and
yeah, as soon as we get all of the information on where everything is, the gentleman that did the interview, his name is Mike. He's fabulous. He's been
great
interviewer. Broadcasting for years. He's wonderful.
My goodness, he's so great.
Yeah, he's we enjoy talking to him a lot. So
mm-hmm.
We'll get that information out as soon as we have all the details. You can find it on Josie's site and on her Facebook page, etc. So we'll definitely do that so everybody can take a listen to Mike.
I was very honored that checked, everything that I did and all this other stuff and said that I was good. I don't know. I love, it's very fulfilling knowing that people, like, listen to your work and stuff and,
mm-hmm.
Actually think
well,
you're
somebody
good.
Else in the business, so that was
you know?
Very nice, yeah.
So that was amazing, especially a great interviewer like him, saying that, I'm a good interviewer
it, yeah.
and all that. I'm like, wow. I'm still not used to it.
You're still not used
and
to being
so
on
great.
The other side of the desk.
I'm
that's
not.
For sure.
I'm not, but
that's
it was so
sure.
sweet. He was so nice and... Thank you so much, Mike. And from ProFlow, is it?
ProFlow Radio, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'll
yeah.
get all the details out for
we'll
sure.
We'll give you all the
site,
details,
just
yeah.
to make sure we got it right. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he was
Big
absolutely
thanks.
Wonderful. All right, so let's see if we can't go in and
play
a little something. Absolutely.
To the late
Davy
Jones
Davy
from
Jones.
The Monkees.
Wonderful tale.
Monkees.
Let's honor him a little bit. Here we go.
Beautiful.
What you've done to me, me and my whole world. Girl, you brought the sun to me with your smile. You did it, girl. I'm telling you, girl.
On Wednesday, February 29th, 2012, the world lost one of its biggest pop culture icons, David Jones. Known best for being one of the Monkees, Davy started as a child in Broadway shows such as Oliver, and even after the Monkees in the 70s, he continued to tour on and off with his solo career, making television appearances such as The Brady Bunch, and he got back with the Monkees in the mid-80s for what was supposed to be one 20th anniversary tour that lasted over 10 years, with the last of the Monkees albums, Just Us, in 1996. The Monkees then continued the tour again in the late 2000s, and this past year they did a 45th anniversary tour. It was a shock to everybody, and thanks to Rhino Records, we'd like to play a little tribute to Davy Jones. Here is his most well-known hit, written by Neil Diamond, Daydream Believer. Rest in peace, Davy.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not really. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide
'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor goes and it sings. Night on his feet. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good times start and end without our loved one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
I want to give special thanks here. Special thanks to Alan Firestone for putting together that wonderful Davy Jones tribute, and also thanks to Rhino Records for allowing the tribute. It's such a beautiful tribute, and thank you so, so much for everyone that took part of it. And also, I want to mention here our guests. We have some guests coming up that I'm very excited about. On March 9th, we have Audrey Tucker. On March 16th, we have Jason Lee Davis and Johnny, J-O-N-N-I. On March 23rd, we have Chelsea and Ed Porter. Then on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis. And you can check out pictures and videos on our website, josieshow.com, so you can see everything that they're doing and see who they are and all that fun stuff. And we're also confirming a bunch more bookings, so keep checking out the homepage of our site to see the many upcoming artists we'll be featuring each week. And we're currently booking for the rest of March and April, so if you would like to be featured on the show, or if you know someone and you suggest if you want to send in a suggestion of who you'd like to see on the show, send it to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our website, josieshow.com, and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. There's so many great things. Also, really quick, I want to mention, I have another website now, Josie Passantino. I need some water. Anyway, josiepassantino.com, Josie, PASSANTINO.com. It's currently under construction, but Alan Firestone put it together once again. And, ooh, thank you for the water. thank you, my producer, slash mama. And you could check that out. My music will be on there and all that fun stuff, more personal things about me. So, yes. So big thank you to Alan for that again. And it was such a great night. I'm so excited I got to talk to Don Schenk and Jesse Bryant. And thank you guys so, so much for tuning in. Also, Sherry, to our caller, Sherry, who called in to chat with us a little. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Until next time, bye-bye. Talk to you guys soon. Mwah.